got about 35.
Yeah, that's fine.
What time do you have to be out of here?
I was going to be at church 6:30, pick up Warren.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Easy.
All right, let's go.
All right. Press one of these?
Yep. Push up on the slide. There you go. First try, mate.
Mate, work in progress, I guess. Peeps, how are we? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Rain Stat. What's going on, bruv?
Living the dream, mate.
Doing all right?
Living the absolute dream. How you doing?
Yeah, good, bro. Actually doing pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You seem in a good mood. You seem like you're in a good mood today, bro.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty good mood. I had an interesting day at work. Killed it at work. It was a good day.
Good. I like it.
Had a few meetings for work, which was good. So, bro. I can find some more in. A bit dressed up.
I just got back from Newcastle, bro.
Didn't want to get changed into something casual.
I literally just got back. About 20 minutes ago.
Oh, fair enough. So, how was it?
It was all right. It wasn't as much of a waste of time as I thought it was going to be. Had a work meeting up there.
Oh, yeah.
6.5 hours.
Yeah, well, if you go to Newcastle.
Six and a half hours. Like, who schedules a 6.5 hour meeting?
About what? Just everything.
Bro.
How much of it did it relate to you? That's a real question.
That's the part that bugged me.
None of it?
About 20%.
So.
Which was a lot more than I thought it was.
40 minutes? 30 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
It's all right.
But got to meet my new boss.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was great. Got to talk to her for a bit, so I got a meeting set up with her next week. And yeah, stock standard stuff. How are we doing, ladies and gents? Good to see you.
Nice, bro. Yeah, that's bro. Mate. Look, I would say it's fun driving down to Newcastle.
I hate the drive to Newcastle. You know why I hate the drive to Newcastle.
You did it for
it's
years.
Just got, yeah, I did it for years. But I was thinking about it on my way. It's a trash drive.
Really?
There's nothing good about that drive, bro. I love driving down south.
Yeah.
But driving up to Newcastle is rough.
Why?
The North Connects makes it better.
Okay.
But before the North Connects, you'd go through Pennant Hills Road.
Yeah, that's ugly.
And that is ugly. The North Connects makes it better, but that's an 80K tunnel.
So what time were you at Netflix? Don't know what that came about, but what time were you at Newcastle?
I had to be there 9 o'clock, so I left here 6.
Yeah, that's fair.
The traffic this morning was a joke. That was another thing.
What time did you get there?
9:05.
Oof.
Yeah, it was a mission this morning.
9:05.
9:05. And then getting back this afternoon, because I left Newcastle at 1:30, got here in 1 hour and 50 minutes.
So how did you just get home?
I had to go to work.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Hour 50 minutes. I was pretty impressed with that. I was very
1:30, that's not bad if you leave at 1:30.
Yeah. Well, thankfully the meeting finished early. But yeah, it was a mess of a day, bro. It was good.
So you had a 4.5 hour meeting, basically?
Pretty much. It was meant to... Yeah, you know what? It was actually a lot better than I thought it was. I was going to
say, you're sitting complaining like you left at 4 o'clock.
Well, the agenda said we were leaving at 3.
Guys!
But I had another meeting with my boss after it, so it was just meetings after meetings, bro.
Okay.
I'm finished. I'm absolutely wrecked.
Yeah?
But yeah, that's what it's like having a full work day at Verda. How about you? How's work?
Yeah, good, bro.
Wait, do these people want to hear about our work?
Yeah, bro.
They do?
We've got nothing lined up.
We've got nothing lined up. Yeah, all right. How was work?
We talk once a week, so this is one.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, good, bro. Work's been good. My manager's currently in Vegas. Living it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah,
so he's what's in that Vegas.
Mean for you? Oh, no, mate, I'm doing my thing. Nothing works for me.
It's got nothing to do with your workplace?
Nothing to do with me.
It's just, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he just, he's in Vegas at the moment, living it up a bit. So we just have a new team lead for now. Oh. She's cool. She's actually hectic.
Are you still working from home?
Yeah.
You're not going into the office at all?
Oops. Oh, once a month.
Once a month? Tell me.
I'm just thinking if I ever leave this role, I'll be stupid to do it.
Why? Because of the working from home thing?
Yeah.
See, I was thinking about that today. Joseph just got a job, my brother.
Mm.
And that's a working from home role as well.
Yeah.
So it's not as uncommon as you'd think it would be.
Yeah, no. It's...
Now it's a lot more popular because of the whole COVID thing.
I think the thing that does my head in is hybrid.
Yeah, half-half?
Yeah, don't get it.
No. Well, see, I was thinking about that. That's where the question comes to be. Is it worth it? No. As an employer, should you be hiring for work from home or should everyone be going into the office? Because there's still people that think half-half.
Yeah. Look, I understand both perspectives of it.
Yeah.
I get the half-half. I also get the full working from home and I also get the full-time working from the office.
So you own a business there, though.
Yeah.
Do you allow your employees to work from home? Or
100%.
Why?
Why do it in the office when you can do it at home?
Because the argument is they're more productive if they're at the office.
No.
You don't think
I'm
so?
I'm so much more productive at home.
Really?
Hard to believe, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Hard to believe. In the beginning, no chance. In the beginning when I first started.
It's a change of pace. You really got to work into it.
You have to work into it because, mate, the first couple months, I would just kind of bludge it, I guess.
Yeah.
Bludge it, but it's different.
Yeah.
I was full-time office.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like everyone would be full-time office. But when I joined the company, it was peak COVID.
Yeah.
I feel like I've said this on here like 370 times. But if I can do the job at home, why am I going into the office?
That's a fair call. See,
that's the work part of it. But then you've got the team camaraderie and building team connections.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I think it depends on the role.
Okay.
Roles like ours, like my Virgo role is a lot of data entry and just phone calls. Yours is pretty much the same thing. Phone calls, data entry. I don't think you need to be in the office for that.
I don't think so either.
But my church role,
yeah,
it's a lot of collaboration. It's a lot of talking back and forth. It's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of figuring things out together, doing things as a team. So you can't do that from home.
Correct.
I think it depends on the role.
Yeah, I'd say it's role-based as well. But I know that with my company, even if you get management roles, it's all from home.
Yes, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, it's obviously the greatest thing ever because your work-life balance is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
But it's like, are we just becoming hermits?
I'm accustomed, bro.
You love it?
No problem. Yeah, bro, no problem.
You don't think that it's making people less social?
No.
No, not at all? Like, I
think it does change the social aspect, but you're still speaking to your colleagues. You're still hanging out with your colleagues. You're still, do you get what I mean? Like, you're still doing all that, but through the computer.
That's fair, I guess.
Kind of think of it as like you're doing an assessment for Scott.
Yeah. All right, but then how do you...
Me?
Yes, you, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
How do you, Nathaniel, stay mentally normal throughout your week? Because I was thinking about this as well, right? You spend so much time at home. How do you balance that out with actually being a social human?
Very easy.
How?
The second it's 5 o'clock, I'm out of the house.
Straight away?
Straight away.
You can't stay at home?
Nah, I can't. Nah.
Look, but is that it? Fair, is that what you need to do?
I need to get out.
Because I was thinking about that as well. Like, today wasn't a normal Tuesday for me. Normally, Tuesday is all day at home, just Virgo work, nothing else, right? And study. But today, because I had that meeting, I left the house at 6 o'clock and I didn't look back. It was a very different day. I actually enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed going to the office in Newcastle, hanging out with the team.
Because it's once every.
It'd been a minute, bro. Like, I hadn't seen some of those people in literally 2.5 years because of COVID. But it was awesome. It felt good. But then I was like, am I having a problem with my social and home base sort of thing? I don't know if I'm articulating this right.
No. See, I enjoy going to the office once a month.
Yeah.
Because it just breaks things up a little bit.
Yeah.
But you get me to the office once a week and I'll lose my mind.
Fair. See, I'm in the office every day, not work, church.
Church.
So I go to church every day. That breaks it up for me really well. I love working from home in the morning. Because I'm easing into my day, it's after the gym or that. So I get to eat breakfast and ease in. And then around 12, 1, I go over to the church office and I work from there until about 8, 9, whatever, depending on the day. And I love that. I love that breakup of I get to hang out with people in the office, do all that, but also...
You're getting the best of both worlds from two different roles.
Yeah.
But hey, I love doing
it. I think it depends where your office is too, because yours is in Para, right?
But it's actually good.
Yeah, but that's a mission. Parking.
Nah, I park in the building, so it's no issue.
So the more you go to the office.
Why do it if I can do it from home?
Yeah, cool. Do any of your team go to the office at all?
Once a month.
Just once? Your whole team is just once a month?
Sometimes we get maybe one or two of them maybe going once a week.
Really? That's full on.
Bro, it's a ghost town when you go to the office.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's mad.
It's crazy, bro, because you think back to our Samsung days when it was imperative that you're at the office.
Yeah, but the thought of me working from home back then would have been impossible.
100%.
No chance. 100%. Never doing it. Even when I was at Telstra, they go work from home, and I said, nah.
Really?
Because I love the team camaraderie. Yeah, so I'm so used to it. I've been there for 3 years, and I had the best memories.
We had a lot of laughs at Samsung too, so it makes sense.
Like, if that's since you work from home at Samsung... Like
towards the end, I would have said yes.
Probably, yeah. You had a different experience when we were
at the start. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, but it was the best.
That was the best.
Like we had every, what was it, once or twice a week, we're playing footy at lunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like things like that. You break up with different people. It's good. But
yeah, that was good.
Once I got accustomed to working from home.
Forget it.
Yeah, bro.
Honestly, I don't need that. It might sound bad. I do not need that workplace environment working from home. Like if you know what I mean. I don't like. I prefer working from home so much.
Yeah, but I love
that
it.
I don't need the office space.
No, I love it. I love it.
Like, because we get, I guess, because we get our social life out of work. Yeah. Like ours is people from church, things like that. A lot of people out there don't get that. Like one of the girls from work, all her best mates are from work.
Right.
And that trips me out.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine that. I can't imagine my best mates being workmates.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, like you said, it depends on the person. Workmates, but like, depends on the person.
Yeah.
Obviously. But now, for me, how I break it up is I've got to get out of the house almost straight away.
Are you constant throughout the day with work?
Yeah.
So it doesn't stop for you?
It's all day.
Yeah, see, that would be different because I stop and start constantly throughout the day.
No, but I think it's good because
my work's different.
Yeah, but the second I get into a routine, shut the gates. Nothing stops me.
Yeah, you're going hard, eh? Do you watch stuff while you work?
No. Yeah, 100%.
What do you watch?
Not watch. Like, as in, like, I don't put on a show.
Noise. It's background noise. Yeah,
I have music going on.
I'm not saying that it's like, yeah, actually.
It's more music.
Okay.
I've got music going
on. So you're doing music?
Yeah.
See, for me, it depends on the day. Sometimes it'll be a podcast. Sometimes it'll be a interview, a sitcom that I've seen 1,000 times.
See, for me, because I'm so constantly on the phone, you a TV show or movie can't do it. Like, I can't do a podcast. See, but I can't do
for me, if I get a phone call, which half of my job is phone calls as well, I'll pause it, take the phone call, and then do the data entry while that's in the background.
Yeah. But because I've got a certain target to hit per day, I think for me, it's I want to smack that target and then cruise in the afternoon.
See, my target is monthly. It makes it so much easier.
Yeah, so you can smash it out in the first week if, like, for example.
If I need to,
if you need to, and then you kick back the next. Not kick back, but you take it easier as the weeks go on.
It's just crazy how much the work life has changed since this whole COVID thing, bro. Yeah. Like, it's completely different.
I love it, bro.
Because Joseph just got his job, right? And this is where it sort of tripped me out. It was like, because I said to him, I want you to go into the office, learn from the office, whatever, like learn what it means to have an actual office job. But then I thought about it, every single office job is now from home.
Mm.
They're all moving that way. So it's not like he's going to get that experience anyway because they want him to work from home.
Mm. That's the best, bro. He'll love it. Yeah, I'm telling you, he'll love it. Especially because he starts there.
I think the important thing is if work is not your passion, like that's not your passion project, you need to find the passion project. Mm. Otherwise, it can be so easy to just go dead brain working from home.
True. But you got to mix it up a bit.
Yeah, 100%. But that's what I mean.
You got to have a balance at home.
Can you imagine if your passion was your workplace? Like, that'd be rough trying to turn off.
Don't know what I'd do from 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the morning every day. It'd be weird.
Yeah, it'd be a trip out.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I said, you've got to balance it out. Just got to see how it goes. The only thing I found tough when I was doing work from home was training.
Training's hard, yeah. That should be in the office.
I think it's because, like, if I'm, for example, brand new to the role, yeah, bro, it was tough. That was tough. But then when I had done property for 3 months and then I gapped and moved to motor, the training wasn't as bad because I really knew the system.
Mm.
So it wasn't too bad. But then when I did the second lot of training, from when I went from cash to permanent, that was even easier because, again, I had known everything. Yeah. So it was easy. So, I love working from home.
Best job you ever had?
When I was 14.
You're going all the way back there?
Yeah. Milk run.
The milk run?
Yeah.
Took.
Bro. Yeah, up at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Which is hard for you.
Back then, no problem. Because back then, I used to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the footy when he was overseas. Yeah, so for me, it was not an issue.
Okay.
So wake up at 5:30, get to the dock at 6, load up the truck 7.
Who'd you do this with?
My dad.
So you do
my Uncle Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. The best, bro. And then you get free milk. It's phenomenal.
Because that's an expensive commodity.
Nah, but like the chocolate flavored milk and stuff. Back then, and like the little, but I'd get like different flavors and stuff.
Oh.
So you know I was on the Halib hard.
Tell me that was not rough, sitting in the truck drinking dairy.
But if I was lactose intolerant back then, I would never
touch it. Are you lactose intolerant?
Yeah, apparently I am, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. See, I'll come back to the job part, but now they brought up lactose intolerant, right? So I don't know what I'm tolerant of because I wake up in the morning, I'll take a sip of water, and I need to go bathroom and crap my pants.
Correct.
I don't understand.
Correct.
I don't understand why. It's not like it happens if, for example, if I've had a heavy meal the night before. All right.
Yeah.
But if I've eaten, for example, 9 o'clock and I've been good and I was fine, and I wake up in the morning, have a sip of water, and I'm running to the bathroom, like gonna crap myself. I don't understand.
So I think I'm everything intolerant because the same thing happens to me.
If I have water.
It'll be random. One day, coffee, obviously, because coffee goes right through me and that's got dairy in it. But, bro, same with you. I'll have a mandarin. I've got to go.
Yeah, but you got IBS.
Yeah, I've got problems.
You got problems.
I got problems.
I have problems, but nothing to do with lactose intolerance or anything. Or, like, anything intolerant.
So, I don't think I'm not officially lactose intolerant or anything like that. It's just, I've got a weird stomach.
Mm. See.
Thank you, Miriam.
So, for me, right, it's, yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, for example, I wake up because my throat is dry as anything in the morning. First thing I'm going to do is take a call at 8:30 in the morning. And I wake up at 8:25. So, for me, it's, yeah. So, I'm like,
how are you doing?
So, for me, it's, yeah, it's tough, right? So, I'll have a sip of water, and then 3 minutes later, I'm on this call, and I've got to run to the bathroom. So it's shocking. But back to my favorite job, Milk run. Because you go to 7 till 2, you drop the truck back off.
You're 7 till 2 is good.
Yeah, it's mad. And then you come home, you've still got the afternoon, and the dock was like Enfield for me, so it wasn't that far.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Bro, it was the best.
Nah, that's phenomenal.
The best. You used to get half-price Maccas.
Why?
Because we dropped off and the managers were hectic back then.
That's mad.
They'd give out, like, I feel like I was a cop.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I was a cop, man. I was just giving them milk.
You know, my dad used to get 50% off.
Yeah, yeah, no, your dad's sick in the head.
Bro, the guy loves his cop. He loves New South Wales police for some reason. Absolutely adores their merch.
Yeah, he's.
So he goes on their website, which anyone can do, by the way, and buys merch. Like he's a fan. Like he's supporting the Bulldogs. He buys shirts, hats, jackets, pins, everything. Anyway, this guy would buy the polo shirt and he'd wear the polo shirt everywhere because he loved it. And he'd walk into Macca's and he'd buy food and he, for months, he's questioning this and he comes up to me one day, goes, Ray, for the last 2-3 months or so, my Macca's, has Macca's changed their prices? I go, no, Dad, if anything, they got more expensive.
Yeah.
He goes, bro, I'm paying like $6, $7, $8 for a meal. And I'm ordering a lot. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know. I go, next time we go, show me your receipt. He goes, whatever. Shows me the receipt. I look at it. I look at him. I go, bro, you got the cop discount. He goes, what are you talking about? I go, look at the shirt you're wearing. They think you're a cop. So this guy's been copping a cop discount for like 3 months, had no clue, and then started correcting them.
His name's Eddie Haddad. No more discounts. Nah.
I couldn't believe it.
That's ridiculous.
That's funny, bro.
But your favorite job, milk run, second to that, traffic control.
Yeah, your traffic control days were weird.
The best days, bro.
They were weird.
Well, you just work all night, but you're just holding, you're just standing there with the stop sign. It's the best job. You got music in your ears, you're getting paid 30, 40 an hour.
They get paid so much, bro.
Bro, it's a great gig.
They get paid so much.
Then you work, like, for example, I remember.
That's why backpackers do it.
Yeah, bro.
It's an easy gig.
Yeah, and they can take on triple, quadruple shifts right after each other. Like, I'd be working with guys that have done, like, 3-4 shifts in a row.
I don't understand how people do that, bro. That's full on.
Yeah, but a lot of them are on drugs.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, they wouldn't sleep.
Yeah, that's fair.
The boss at the time was making clear $1.5 million a year. Clear. But he was not sleeping. He was on the nosebleeds.
That's full on.
Yeah. Two favorite gigs. What was your favorite job?
My favorite job, without sounding like a cliched person.
That's at church.
My church job, bro.
Shut up.
Bro, can I tell you? I absolutely love that thing. I absolutely love walking into that building and copping whatever I cop.
No, you don't.
I promise you.
Oh, shut up.
It sounds
wrap
so,
it up.
It sounds so
wrap it up, bro.
Christian, but I mean it.
No, wrap it up.
Let me make it worse. The other week we had Southland at our church and we're doing that lunch for 500 people. Yeah. I was running around like a headless chicken all day. And I went to change a bin. And as I'm changing this bin, this is so cringy, but as I'm changing this bin, I was thinking to myself, there is nothing else I'd rather be doing right now.
You need an uppercut. What is wrong with you?
Best I love job. It, bro. You know what? I was talking to Abud about it the other day. Big fan of the show, by the way, Abud.
Yeah.
I was talking about it to him the other day. I was saying, if I had a normal job and that's all I was doing, I would have zero purpose in life. I would feel like I have zero purpose in life. Bro, I could be making millions, still feel like I have zero purpose. Changing a bin at church makes me feel like I've got more purpose than that. Okay. And that's obviously because it's got a spiritual aspect to it.
But hang on a sec. That's what working at church. That's ministry.
No. That's ministry. But work, same thing. Like, it's blurred for me now because I'm just constantly there. But, bro, throughout the week, I get to take people out for lunch, check in on them, counsel a couple of the younger guys. I write lessons or edit lessons for Sunday school. Got a good gig. I ain't complaining.
Listen, if I come to church one day a week, will men's give me a company car? I just want a company car, bro.
Bro, I told him, I go, what do I do when I leave Verdo? Because what do you mean? Okay, I don't know what it's like to pay petrol.
Bro, I just want a company car.
Bro, everyone's complaining about the skyrocketing prices. I'm like, yeah, Verdo, take the hit. Tolls. I take every toll road possible.
Bro, so do I.
But you pay for it.
I pay for it. And I'm happy to pay for it every time. Like, my sister will lose. I live 50 minutes away from my sister's house. It's not that far. And really, I can avoid 50 the M4.
Minutes.
15.
Oh, I was going to say.
Really, I can avoid. That's without tolls.
Uh-huh.
But I get there in 7 minutes, bro. I didn't care.
Because you go through the toll road.
I have to pay the toll. Frightened, I have to pay the toll. Why take longer? But it's perfect if I'm running late. For example, my sister, I got to pick her up before Griffith.
You mean when you're running late? Like every single time?
It's true. It's true. Like, for example, I remember I woke up late and I had to pick up my sister. We're going to go to Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be at his at 6. I left my house at 5:52. Mate, I took these tolls. I got to my sister's house at 4:59, bro. I was so proud.
So happy about it.
So proud. And I'm like, beautiful. Now I can take my time and get to Griffith in 30 hours.
That's great.
Yeah, so favorite gig is church.
Church. Second favorite was definitely 100% the early days of Samsung.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Really good days.
They were great. We had a laugh. Really good days, we had a laugh and a half.
I think about it all the time. But I think of the crew.
I did enjoy HVTC.
Bro, oh, the one we had before.
Bro, this. Driving around from apprentice to apprentice. One day I'd be in a high rise at the city in a suit and tie. Next day I'd be out on a farm in a tradie clothes. Like, it was just such a diverse role. Yeah. It was awesome.
It's mad.
But the Samsung days, bro, they were top notch.
They were really good days. I think the best times with Samsung, I think it was because of the crew.
The crew was
You gotta buy into the crew.
Bro, I remember that. Bro, I was thinking about Luke today. Do you remember Luke,
what
my
a
manager?
King, bro.
He was a machine.
Luke Christensen, what a man.
He was so bro, we had a good crew back
then.
Yeah,
bro.
Him, Elias, Jose,
Big Richie. Addis. Yeah, bro, what a man. And what's his name? Bro, and then sort of my end, like Manib. King. I'll miss that guy, bro.
We had a good crew.
My mate Jess, she hates my guts. I haven't called her in ages.
Samsung were good days, man.
I still talk to some people.
Speaking of, you know how our tradition of watching every Unpacked.
Yeah.
The next Unpack's on the 10th. Wednesday.
10, okay, at night or like
I don't
Tuesday
know.
The 10th. Tuesday night.
Actually,
oh,
I might check that
out. Find out because I got a day off next week on the 10th.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, beaut.
RDO things.
Samsung Unpacked. Australia.
Yeah, find out. What are they releasing? Oh, the new Fold?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Keen to see it. They haven't said anything.
But there'll probably be like a new tablet, new watch, new...
Something like that. 10 p.m. KST. What is KST?
Korean.
Why do you say that?
Because they're NIPS. And their offices are
in
Korean.
Okay, but what? Just because it's K?
What could it be? Kazakhstan?
Well, it...
Yeah, but that's been nice.
Actually, you're right.
What could it be?
Australia is AED. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Just what?
KM. KST.
Are you just some sort of a dumb?
Okay, that's 11 p.m. on Tuesday.
Oh.
No, sorry. It's 11 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, damn it. Oh, that just sucks.
That's late.
That is late.
That's very late.
And you don't even grid anchor anymore, right?
Sorry?
You don't even grid anchor anymore, so it's not as fun.
Yeah, but you could sleep over if you wanted to.
Yeah, but I've got to get back to... We'll work next day.
Oh, that's true.
If it was Tuesday night, yeah, it would have been a possibility.
Yeah, that's fair. What are you doing your RDOs?
Bro, what are doing my RDOs? Man, I have the best days of my RDOs. I have so much fun.
You got so excited by that.
No, you don't understand. I love RDOs.
Okay.
Why? Okay, it starts off very frustrating. So I struggle to wake up every morning.
Correct.
But on the day I have a day off, or it's a Saturday, my body's up 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrates me. So I'll push it. I didn't care. I'll punch on with myself to sleep till like 10, hopefully.
Oof.
Yeah, bro. It's my day off.
Come on, bro.
Cuz, I'm my day off. I do whatever the hell I want.
Go,
I wake up.
Go do something. 10 o'clock.
Cuz, listen. I do stuff. Watch. I'll make sure that Mark is available. We always have lunch. I'll try one. If I'm lucky, try squeezing the second lunch with someone else. Always. I'm always having lunch with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I go to, so either I'll go to Para, I'll meet up with Jordan at LA, yep, and I have lunch with him there.
Yep.
Or I'll go to the deli, have lunch with Mark, maybe even a coffee with Jamie after.
Mm-hmm.
That happens every now and again.
So your day off is literally just catching up with the boys that you see
every single week.
Love it.
I don't want to see one. Oh no, actually, sorry. My main one now is catching up with Matty Hello. Because he's a king and he never lets me down.
He cancels on you every time. Don't lie. You're a liar. You know, he cancels every time.
He's never cancelled on me once. Ever. He's never cancelled on me. Anything I've ever done, he's never cancelled on me. He's my favorite one.
You're a liar.
All of you are Kleb. You're Kleb.
No. He's a cancelling dog.
Hey, to you, listen. Hey,
I love him.
That's your opinion.
But he's a cancel.
But Matty is my favorite. He's never bailed on me.
He's cancellation boulevard. That's what he is.
Nah, mate. He always, for me. Bro, we did lunch 3 o'clock on a Friday a couple months back. Like a late lunch with ribs and rums. It was so cute. Just us two.
Is that at Homebush?
Yeah, bro.
He loves that place at 3 o'clock. He loves that place at 3 o'clock. He
loves it. And I love it. It's a day off.
Good place. Hey, bro, I didn't get to talk to you about this because we didn't have a show last week. We did talk to me instead. Bro, a lot of Queenslanders jumped on board.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Do they have a chat train?
Yeah, I don't know why. That's rude, eh?
Yeah, like
that's rude, eh?
Thank them.
Yeah.
Like be happy that they're with us.
Look.
Like we're at
140.
We're at 140 subscribers now, so we're 10 away from the 150.
That you've been crying about since October last year.
Hey, I've been wanting the 150, mate. We're getting there. 10 more. Hey, yeah. Hit the subscribe button. Press the thing and then, you know.
Sack.
We have more subscribers.
I love those people that subscribe and then unsubscribe. It's beautiful.
Have you? Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
It's like they've accidentally pressed the button.
Or they've pressed it, knowing we need to reach a target. Everyone just unsubscribes.
I swear. So nah, but thank you, Queenslanders. It's good to have you on board. Mm. They're commenting too. These guys are active. Yeah, I like it.
I love it. They're commenting on the Christian stuff.
I like it. It's good.
It's great.
Do you know of a YouTuber called Mr. Beast?
Yeah, I love him.
You love him?
Love him.
Really?
Love him.
Since when?
What do you mean?
Joseph introduced me to him.
You didn't never know about him?
Never knew about him. I found out about him probably like 8 months ago now. Just
where
recently.
Have you been?
Bro, he runs
YouTube.
I didn't know YouTubers. I found him with his Squid Games video, which was really good.
That blew up.
That was really good.
That blew up. That was nice.
Anyway,
I love Mr. Beast.
This kid hits 100 million subscribers this week.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I watched the video.
So did I. I follow this guy religiously now.
What I don't understand is, you know how they have the...
The counters. It's live count, yeah.
Okay. How legit is that?
Very.
How?
Apparently it's very
legit. How many people are sitting on YouTube just pressing subscribe?
I know, bro, but you think about it, this guy's reach is full on.
Man, I've got to say, he's impressive.
100 million subscribers.
Did you see the one with the minion? The giant minion? They were meant to reach a certain target for TikTok and they didn't reach it. So they killed the blow-up balloon of
no way.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, how I found out about him was I'm at Joseph's hospital room when he was in hospital last year. And, you know, I'm expecting him to hang out and talk to me and whatever. And he's just sitting on his computer watching stuff. What's this kid watching? Fine, I'll watch whatever he's watching. So these guys playing Minecraft or something like that. Okay, what do people watch these days? Anyway, I watched one video. Okay, this was very funny. And he goes to the next one. And I'm trying to be disapproving because it's like, this is stupid. And then by video 3, I was hooked. And he had enough. He's like, I go, no, go to the next video. Go to the next. They are funny, bro. They're funny blokes.
These Twitch streamers are hilarious.
No, well, it was Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I know it was Mr. Beast. But
it was very funny. And then I saw his main channel and I saw what this guy's about. This guy's fried.
Yeah.
I love his stuff. It's so good.
Yeah, he's cool. But he's very good.
Yeah, my favorite videos of his are when he goes and like gives people money.
Have you seen the one where you're locked in a room and for every hour that you're locked in that room, you get 10 grand?
Yeah, I saw that one. That was good.
But at every hour, they remove something from the room.
Yes.
So that you go absolutely nuts.
Didn't the guy get like $1 million or something?
The guy got 100K.
100K. There was another...
10 hours, but that is...
Yeah. Effort.
Because he ended up losing his mind and then smashed the guitar.
Yeah. It was
good.
That
was very cool.
There was another one where he did these... like 4 videos worth of competitions and then gave a guy $1 million for winning. $1 million. What impressed me about this guy, first off, the guy's like 23. So what have we done with our lives? But second, what impressed me about this guy was that he made a video on how he taught the guy to use the $1 million.
So how do you use it?
He taught him how to invest. He helped him buy a house, helped him buy a car. Like Just a shub.
You know, old mate's got a restaurant, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he's got those Beast Burgers or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got those chocolates as well.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of the chocolates, actually.
Yeah, apparently they're good.
I think he had Gordon Ramsay try his chocolates.
He did. Yeah.
Bro, this guy.
Very interesting. I was very impressed. But
I feel like...
I cannot believe
it. I feel like it's so easy to get successful these days off dumb crap.
It is, but if you go back to his early days... This kid did stupid stuff.
Yeah, they all did.
One of his videos was him counting to, I think, 100,000.
Yeah, I remember that video.
It's like, what do you... I remember that video. He said that in his first 2 years, he had 24 subscribers. Yeah. And he would just make video after video that no one watched. And then out of nowhere, one of his videos hit, and that was it.
Yeah,
and that was his... Off. Yeah.
But that one, him counting to... Was it 100,000? Or a million? No, not a million. That's excessive. I think he counted 100,000. I can't remember, but I sat there...
You did not watch that.
I watched him? I go, man.
You did not watch that.
He must be wanting to kill himself. Nah, I sat there and I watched the whole
thing. There was another one where he read every word in the dictionary.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's fried.
But it's funny. It's good.
So they asked, but that's the cool thing. They're clean, they're funny, they got no issue with them.
But because we talk about how crap this generation is.
He's a good one. He's a good one.
I love him.
He's good.
Oh, I love him. Bro, he's smart.
In 10 years, made 100 million subscribers, mate. This guy's killing it. And people ask him, they go, why do you make videos? Like, what's your end game? He has no end game. He just likes making videos. That's his reason.
Good on him.
You know why he opened up the restaurant?
Why?
To make more videos. So he could get money to make better videos.
I love him.
Why did he make the chocolate?
Same thing.
So that the chocolate could fund more videos. That's his whole thing.
Good on him.
Good on him.
Mate, what a king.
It's so funny, bro.
But I respect the hustle off the big fella.
I like it.
Nah, Mr. Beast is good. Times. I like his stuff.
Yeah.
Who was the one I watch? No one crazy big.
No.
I just watched 2 Aussie.
You watch a lot of random stuff.
What do I
watch on YouTube?
Me and the boys sit there on disc and watch 2 Aussie.
You know who I watch?
Who?
Daily Wire. They got this new show called The Comment Section with Brett Cooper. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's very funny, bro. She'll watch a TikTok video of some woke thing and then she'll laugh at it and then read the comments underneath the video. It's very good. Very funny. Sounds stupid, but it's very funny.
Yeah, that's actually all right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, who do I watch?
YouTube's an interesting place. So,
majority of people that I watch come from TikTok. There's a guy.
I love fail videos.
Yeah, they're good. Whatever.
I love fail videos.
You know those people that react to dumb videos?
Yeah.
Or ones that are go out of place. There's this guy on TikTok, which is borderline inappropriate, but he's very funny. For example, he will watch someone play Minecraft or something, and he'll have his head in the video. And for example, in this particular video, a sheep was falling down off a cliff in Minecraft. And so what they did was, you know how you build stuff?
So dumb.
Yeah, yeah. So you know how you build, you can put holes in the ground in Minecraft. I don't play it, but I just watch videos.
Yeah.
So he put a hole in the ground.
You watch Minecraft videos?
No. I just watch this one guy. I don't watch Minecraft videos. Okay. I just watch my mates play Minecraft on Discord. Sure. That's besides the point. So he's making this video. Anyway, the sheep's falling down and he puts a hole in the ground. Say the hole's here. The sheep lands next to it. And the guy screams. He just freaks out. The funniest video I've ever watched.
Actually,
it's so funny because the sheep landed in the hole, but he landed right next to it and the sheep died.
And he goes, no.
And he screams into the microphone. It's so funny.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Now he's done another one where he's holding his 2-year-old kid, bro. Haram, this poor kid. He's holding his 2-year-old kid and he's those roller coaster simulators. So he takes his kid on, he's he starts screaming, the kid starts crying, he starts shaking the kid. Bro, dumb crap like that.
Oh, that's good.
All day.
I love funny stuff.
His name is Nicky Smith. But he's got different accounts. He's got Nicky Smith 123, then he's got...
Has this become an advertisement by the YouTuber?
He's got... What are we doing? No, he's a TikToker. He's got Nick Smith but happy.
I don't know.
Oh, another guy on TikTok I watch, he's called How Kev Eats. Bro, this guy.
I don't want to know.
This guy.
You got to get out of here.
Yeah, but I'm talking about food. And I'm about to go eat, so I'm very happy. This guy, skinny bloke, he goes around America and tries different food joints. But not to Aussie, this fat pig. He just goes to Macca's and KFC.
I don't know who he is.
This other guy goes everywhere, spends whatever amount of money, and he'll review the food. Very good, bro. And I look at the food. I only watch it when I'm fasting. I've come to go, I only watch when I'm fasting. I'm watching.
100%.
And I'm watching. 100%. This is so good.
Why is it when you're fasting, the only videos that get suggested are food videos?
I'm convinced.
You're scrolling through Instagram and Facebook, it's Macca's ads for 20% off a Macca's feed.
Bro, or I'll be watching Chebos.
Yeah,
TikTok, and I'm like, or you walk
outside for some reason. Now it smells like popcorn, or it smells like Macca's chips. What is going on?
Only when I'm fasting,
bro.
And I watch this guy, and he's reviewing this food, bro. He did one. It was like this honey chicken, something in a wrap, like, but I can't explain. Dakhalallah, bro. I want to go to America just for the food.
Well, mate.
Anyway, we're going to wrap this up. We're going to bounce.
Let's wrap it up. Ladies and gents, subscribe to the channel. You know where it's at. Have a chat with Ray and Stat on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Get us to 150. Stat, where are they finding you?
They can find me at church, man.
They can find you at church. They can find me at Ray Haddad 97.
You'll find Ray at church too, because apparently it's his favorite job of all time.
Well, I'm there a lot, so.
Yeah, wrap it up, bro. All right, speaking of wrap it up, let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up.
See you, homies.
Thanks,
peace out,
ladies and gents.
There we go, wrapped up.
There you go.
Done. See you guys. Sure, peace out.